That's the time. We're already recording. YouTube. My world is falling down, falling down. Turn on, get my heart on fire.
I love you. I'll tell you what, guys, you just keep going with the Lord. You follow God. You don't worry about all these deceivers, all these liars, everyone that's coming against you, your ministry. You know, there's a book called The Final Quest, and in The Final Quest, you know what it says? It says, in those days, there's going to be Christians being used by Satan who think they are being used by God, and they are coming against and killing and burning God's people. That's what The Final Quest is about. And we're in that right now. And I'm being used by God. Not by choice either. It's completely against my will. Now I surrender to Him. Didn't know what I was going to be used for. Oh, I love this song. What's the Rainbow Connection mean? Jess loves this song. Don't you, Jess? And if you and Jesus are a majority, if you and Jesus are a majority, and some of these powerful apostles despise you because of the very truth that you're bringing that's outside their box, you're right, even though millions oppose you, and they're wrong. It's about the purity of your heart and your relationship with God.
Rainbows are visions, but only illusions, and rainbows have nothing to hide. So we've been told, and some choose to
say it's not what you're saying. So you can only repent from young, or you go deeper down into darkness. Why would I be used like this? The second time? This is two times for people. Are you serious? We all came through the first judgment. This is like a second chance for people. Wow. I love you.
Who says that every wish would be heard and answered when wished for the morning star?
My proconsul post about spirit warfare. And I typed it about
so far.
You go read it on my Facebook page. I reposted it for anybody that's actually wanting God and interested. And this is a little bit down the bottom that matters, you know, where it talks about that humility. Once the sign and the wonder happens, once it's revealed that you are in a sorcery spirit, once that's been revealed, it doesn't end there. Now you have a choice to make. You still have free will. You can be humble, you can repent, and you can seek God. It says something like that, read it in my post. Or don't, and some don't. And that, obviously that's clear that the first time that's not right. They didn't repent and then go and get that discipleship from somebody who's instructed by the Holy Spirit. They just thought the revealing of God, the revealing of their interior, and the revealing of who Jesus is, was it. They thought that was it. But no, there's more to it. That's just hate. Bro, you're blind. You got deceived. Now, submit, be humble, repent, and now come in by following discipleship and actually going and studying and proving yourself as a disciple. That's what that means. Regardless of what it is. That's what I did. I just wanted God. I just wanted to be closer and closer and closer to Him. Closer. Some people think, oh, it's just like, let's get drunk. No, this is it. The cleanup crew, this is the end. And you can be a part of it or you can reject it. I don't know if there's going to be another chance. I wouldn't have a clue. I'm going to God. The Father knows only the times, not me. I do not choose this for myself. I'm telling you right now. I just chased coffee and drank heaps of it. Here I am. Here I am, God, use me. There's nothing good about me. Not one thing, as you would know. Clearly. Did I nuke it? I don't think I nuked it. It's okay. Nothing good about me at all. I was the biggest piece of shit. As you would know. Crazy. Still got that hot little redhead fiery temper. Part of me. Oh, because you know what I mean? You mess with my family and things get a bit serious with me. I'll take it all the way. So you do have a chance right now. You have a chance. And the Lord will show me. I don't make choices. I don't make choices. I surrendered my free will a long time ago. And that's how I got saved. Wow. Only God could have orchestrated something like this, I tell you right now. What a wonderful saviour. Really. It puts a whole new twist on, you know, I'll put all your enemies under your feet. And I will restore and I will repay, like, he means the whole lot of it. Like, really. Every bit of it. That's the price. That's the price you pay. There's a, what is it? It's the cost of obedience, right? The cost of discipleship. I've got all those podcasts on there. There's a cost. And, that cost, that surrender of your life, the reward is him. In full, in total, and he will repay. And he will use what he wants, how he wants, whatever he wants. But that obedience gives you the instructor clearly in your head. But if you try to be God in any way, that's Satan. I'm just a passive, dependent vessel upon the Spirit of God who controls my body, who uses my body. Just like other people are passive, dependent vessels for demonic spirits to use their body, speak straight to you and try to talk to you. Right? Where's the soul? Come up, soul. Go down, spirit. Come up, soul, let the message be heard. Let them repent. Let the revelation and the understanding, the knowledge and the wisdom come forth inside of their spirit right now and overpower their soul, that they would know that this is the truth and the word of God. And this is not a game, this is not a joke, this is the absolute truth, and this is a second chance right now. Oh, clearly. Yes, Sundo. Got some counters. Red, yellow, blue, green, orange, and this turn on each rack. Word of God, eh? Alive and active like a double-edged sword, dividing soul and spirit asunder, and it doesn't return void. And spoken by God, because it's his word. Mixed with the Spirit and the Word of God. That's how you change the world. That's powerful, and he doesn't just put that in anybody. No, I'm not. I am not good. I just surrendered. What is it? Satan masquerades as an angel of light, deceiving the whole world. Deceiving. You don't know you're deceived if you're deceived. It's grace to have your deception revealed. That's mercy. That's love. I do not do it. I am just used by him. He says, he'll put all my enemies under my feet. The wicked will be washed away. The anointing breaks the yoke, right? That's the only way to be permanently free, and the full surrender. Repentance, humility. Humility comes, right? If you will be humbled, I've seen it. People won't go home, they won't be humbled, they'll reject it. And then they start to cling and try to find a way to, out of embarrassment. And it's embarrassing. And I know, I've been there. But just get over it. Get over it and get on with it. Get over it and get on with it. You have no control. I just certainly don't have any control. He's the one with the control. You gotta repent to him and go to him in all humility. He says, I know the hearts, right? It's a broken and contrite spirit. Somebody that needs salvation. Somebody that terribly wants him. Doesn't want the ministry. Doesn't want, you know, to be Brandon or Penny. Doesn't want to be, you know, all bitter at them. It's not all, I'm yoked to Ian Cleden, or I'm yoked to Barnabas. I'm yoked to, not yoked to Brandon Barthrop. I'm yoked to Jesus Christ. I'm yoked to Jesus Christ. And just quoting scripture from here is not going to bring forth your identity and save you. It doesn't work. I've tried it. I was deceived for a long time. A very long time. And when I was judged, I, just like it talks about in Acts 2, it's Acts something on my Facebook page, it says that the same thing, you know, there's this first sign that Paul did after baptism. And you're left with a choice. It's revealed, like all of a sudden that sorcery spirit is revealed. And here you are. Bearing all. And you can't hide now. But now you've got a choice.
And I didn't realise that at start. I thought it was all fun and games, and I just played and played. And thought it was a joke. Thought it was all good, ha ha. And I was making videos, and I'm telling you this because God wants you to know. So here I was making all the videos, and my theology was really bad, and I didn't realise. I mean, I was sharing stuff that wasn't, you know, it was universal spiritualism. And there was no Christology, because I didn't, even though I had gone through the cross and I stood in over any, I was still influenced from the outside, because the word hadn't, you know, I wasn't eating the word of God. I was just eating revelation, which can come from any spirit out here. And I thought I was just doing what I was meant to do. But you know what? He says, if you seek, you'll find. And he says in scripture, if you seek me with all your heart, you'll find me. And that means if you want him with everything inside of you, he will come to you. And he will give to you, it says in scripture, I will give to them without measure. I'll give them what they ask for. And for some reason we don't ask. And I didn't ask for a lot of things. But I remember I asked, there was one thing I asked. I wanted my kids to know how to worship God. And immediately I was led to a church where they could worship. And it was interesting in that experience in that church, even though I was still being used for something else that God wanted to do, he does use every aspect of things. And I got a hunger for the word of God there. I really did. God bless that pastor. I love him. I got a hunger for the word of God. I really started to love what I was hearing. I was hearing the word preached, and I loved it. I thought, wow, this is great, some wisdom here. And I went to that church for quite a while, and I just loved the word. I just went for the word of God, and so my kids could learn to worship God, experience worship, and learn how to worship. That's what I asked him, and that's what he gave me. And from there, that hunger for the word really came, and then all of a sudden just got this impression to go to Bible college. And I was like, Bible college? I thought, that's not right. But it was the conviction, and it was like, go. So I did. And my first unit, I was like, wow, first week reading, I was like, oh my God, I know nothing. It was so humbling. It was so humbling. I thought, what have I been teaching these people in these videos? Oh, I'm so wrong. I don't know anything about Christianity. I didn't have any, my theology was terrible. And that was a problem. And that is how I was still being used. By how I was still being deceived out here by different spirits, because I didn't have a foundation in the word. And so I could be easily tricked by different teachings that came and different revelations that came through the spirit realm. I was so sure I was right while I was making these videos. But one week, first week of readings, I realized I was so humbled immediately. And the first lecture that he did, I mean, he opened the lecture with sin, something about sin. It wasn't even about sin that week. It was about Christian worldview. But I didn't even know what a worldview was. I was so deceived. Didn't understand. I used to blame it. I used to, you know, persecute him like Paul did. I was an accuser of the brethren. And he opened that lecture with, sin, and if you lie or steal, if you're lying or stealing, that's sin. And I just went, because I still had some sin there. And he cut me to the core in that one word. And I was like, this guy doesn't look like an anointed preacher. He was a uni lecturer. He was an academic. But he was anointed. Because he had the word of God, right? And I was like, ugh! I mean, why would you open week one lecture like that? Because lying and stealing is the enemy, right? He only comes to lie, steal, and kill. Kill, steal, and destroy. And he's a liar. So if you're lying, and if you're stealing, which is accessing people's private information, that's stealing. And if you're lying about it, that's the enemy. That's the devil's characteristics. That is not Jesus' characteristics. That's Satan. So why did he open that lecture with that? Because anybody out there who's lying and deceiving, lying and stealing, are being used by Satan. And there's so many Christians. Why would he do that in a Christian theology class? Because most come in the same way. And the grace is to repent. The grace is to get right with God. The grace is to get a clean heart. The grace is to be humbled and have all humility and repent. And stop sinning. Because sin gives access to the enemy. That is what he fathers. That gives him access. And the enemy is very, very clever. He's very cunning. He's very crafty, it says. He deceived Eve. He's crafty in the way he deceives. He will get in and he will make you think that what you're doing is okay. And he will get people so deep in sin, sometimes they can't get out of it because it's been going on for so long and they feel like there's no way out. But once you're caught, you're caught. But if you're caught by God, then he's going to make a way out for you. If you get right with him and if you follow him and be obedient to him and do everything that I'm telling you to do right now, he will make a way. I'm telling you now, he will make a way for you to be free. If you follow him and turn from your sin, he will make you free. And he will order your steps. And you won't always understand, but it's by faith we walk. And we don't always see immediately. Why? Because the enemy is in the spirit realm and he sees as well. So God leads us in here by faith. And we trust him. And even though it hurts and even though sometimes we go somewhere where we don't understand or we do things, we follow that. And you might be lying in your bed for a year, recovering, trying to... Or you'll come back up and off you go again to be, and you know. But we follow from here, we follow from faith. We don't follow from here, we follow from here. Not what we know. It's not imagining false visions, or imagining we're seeing angels, or imagining we're seeing demons in this, because we can make that up in our own mind. We can imagine that. That's those vain imaginations that need to be teared down. And the stronghold that sits over that, we pull that down. Okay? And we go from here and he does it. He does it. We follow him and he does it. And then once we've gone through, later, we're like, oh, is that what we just did? Okay. You know, he knows what he's doing. But you don't want to be his enemy. You're meant to be a family here.
Oh, okay.
Go Trump, eh? I wonder if I can play it through the computer. I wonder if it sound alright. I don't know what the quality of this is going to sound like today, but we will find out, won't we? Hey? You're going to Bible college. It's gonna be good, cause you're gonna see just what life's meant to be. Play this one because I'm recording and no good. Don't worry about that. All right, well, I think that's gonna be it. Thank you, Father, for restoration of all things, right? Spirit of Elijah. You're known by their fruit. Joy, peace, gentleness, kindness. But there is a righteous anger, isn't there? Yep, there is. I forgive everyone. Because what I came out of. But it's God who does the forgiving around here. And this is serious. This is very serious. So I can feel how serious this is. This is the final time. Wow. Holy! This is the final time. I just heard that. The last time in history. That I will ever see to it their deliverance. So choose wisely. God bless you guys.